Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I'm always honored to be your host, but today, this morning, I'm a little perplexed, to be perfectly honest. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. I'm Daniel Brigman, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Perplexed, I've spent a good bit of time this weekend trying to make sense of this Iran thing and be able to give you concrete information, concrete answers. I can't give you a concrete answer. I mean, I give you some information. I've talked to Daniel Esslin. I've talked to William Binney. Daniel Esslin's coming on the broadcast later this week. William Binney's not, but he will be soon, I believe. James McKinney will be here this week, so we'll be able to get some different perspectives. You may have different perspectives. Love to hear your points of view. 844-769-2944 during the news if you'd like to chime in on this or really any topic. We're going to talk extensively about Iran. And then later in the broadcast, a new guest, I've never interviewed him. I don't think Joyce has either. Where is his name? I know his first name, Brian. Brian's his first name, but his last name, Forster. Brian Forster. He has a big YouTube channel with a lot of subscribers, a lot of followers, and he talks about Egypt and archaeology and South America and Peru and what have you. And to be honest with you, he really kept me from getting a lot more done this morning on the show because I was watching his videos.
Does he talk about the Book of the Dead?
Not that I saw. I don't know, but he did.
That's interesting, all that Egypt stuff.
But, yes, definitely the
love it.
The history, you know, his videos where he goes to the Sphinx and the underground work. We're going to talk about that. Peru, a lot of questions I have about that. Brian Forster will be here.
Excellent.
So stick around. I'm sure that will be fascinating. Peru, I didn't see anything about America. You know, there's a lot of mounds in the United States.
Millions of mounds that they're not telling us about.
Yeah, they're not talking about. And so we'll have him on. So stay tuned for that. And we're going to do the news. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Glad to be here. Another great day in America.
Now, you know, this Iran thing is a heavy topic.
Not for me.
It's not heavy for you?
No.
Because in what way?
I got it all figured out.
Okay, well, wait a minute. I got to get to this. Now, right. Last night on the Golden Globes.
Do it.
We don't get to have a lot of laughs, or maybe we laugh too much, some people think. But this,
I've been scolded about that.
Comedian Ricky Gervais hosted the Golden Globes last night, and I thought this was exceptionally important. Why is this important? I want you to think about political correctness. I want you to think about Hollywood and how they browbeat us and how they look down on us and how they lecture us all the time. Now, if you know about the Academy Awards and Golden Globes are two different things. Golden Globes is a much more intimate setting. I mean, you have right there on the front, you have tables. You know, Martin Scorsese and Robert De Niro and Al Pacino sitting there right on a table. I mean, you know, it's a much more intimate Hollywood-only kind of who's who, Tom Hanks. I mean, you can see them all in this crowd. Meryl Streep, Academy Awards is much, you know, much bigger, much broader. So he's in the middle of this, the belly of the beast, so to speak, and he's saying these things. And is this the end of political correctness? And I want and pay attention towards the end because he hits pretty hard on a couple subjects. We'll talk about that. Let me just start playing the clip. This is Ricky Gervais from Golden Globes last night.
But tonight isn't just about the people in front of the camera. In this room are some of the most important TV and film executives in the world. People from every background, but they all have one thing in common. They're all terrified of Ronan Farrow. He's coming for you. He's coming for you. Look.
Oh, you should have seen the looks on these people's faces.
Boy,
you know who Ronan Farrow is?
Yeah.
It's Mia Farrow and Woody Allen's son.
Right.
And he's the one basically broke the Harvey Weinstein story. And when he said, they're coming for you, they panned to the audience, you know, and Glenn Close is there, and the one guy from the Two Popes, I think, I can't remember his name, but they got this look, and it's just like...
Looks could kill.
Yeah, here we go.
Talking of all you perverts, it was a big
year.
Oh,
you perverts. He just called...
It was a big year for pedophile movies.
Did you hear what he just said? He called... I mean, this is the who's who.
Straight to their face.
Calls them perverts. This is a big, with his accent, this is a big year for pedophile movies.
Oh, my God.
Surviving R. Kelly, Leaving Neverland, Two Popes.
Oh, pedophile.
I don't care.
Excellent.
Many talented people of colour were snubbed in major categories. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. The Hollywood foreign press are all very, very racist. So...
he doesn't even skirt around it. He just goes right to it. We're just... The Hollywood press is just racist.
We were going to do an in memoriam this year, but when I saw the list of people that had died, it wasn't diverse enough. It just... No. It was mostly white people. And I thought, nah, not on my watch. Maybe next year. Let's see what happens. No one cares about movies anymore. No one goes to the cinema. No one really watches network TV.
This is unbelievable.
Everyone's
him hitting these subjects.
This show
is unbelievable.
Should just be me coming out going, well done, Netflix. You win everything. Good night.
Talking about but Netflix, no, the movie, the streaming taking over.
Hours. You could binge watch the entire first season of Afterlife instead of watching this show. That's a show about a man who wants to kill himself because his wife dies of cancer. And it's still more fun than this. Okay?
Making fun of themselves.
Spoiler
keep listening.
Season 2 is on the way, so in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself. Just like Jeffrey Epstein. Shut up! I know he's your friend, but I don't care. You like to make your own way here, in your own plane, didn't you?
Oh my gosh, did he just say that? He just said, yeah, I don't care, he's your friend. He said he's your friend, Jeffrey Epstein's your friend. He goes, you had to make your own way here in your own plane, didn't you?
Yeah.
Get it? The Lolita Express? He said this in the Golden Globe. So he attacked racism. He attacked I can't even remember. I mean, my brain's going all over the place. The first
political
thing.
Correctness.
Political correctness, pedophilia, Harvey Weinstein. It's called them all perverts.
Yeah.
Talked about the popes. Talked about Jeffrey Epstein. You got to make your way on your own plane.
Yeah.
I mean, he went right after them.
Right down the line.
It wasn't... let's see. What's the other thing here? There's another section where he goes after Apple.
Oh, Apple brought into the TV game with a morning show, a superb drama, a superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and...
Yeah, he's
oh,
had a customer.
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
Is that, I mean, that is... I mean,
Kabong!
Right, this isn't a comedy talk show. But we played this for, one, it's funny.
It is funny.
But two, this is...
Everybody's waking up.
Right, exactly. Right in the belly of the beast, he just hit Apple.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese sweatshops.
Yeah.
The perverts. Harvey Weinstein. You know Jeffrey Epstein. He's your friend.
That's right.
I guess you had to get here on your own plane
That's
today.
Right.
That's a little side story. The Hollywood Reporter had a transcript of his monologue. The transcript.
What did they do, burn it?
No, they cut out the part where he said you had to get here on your own plane, didn't you?
Oh.
They cut that out.
Mm-hmm.
They cut that. My wife showed me all this.
Oh, excellent.
My wife found that on the Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah, they're getting outed everywhere. The worm is turning.
Does this, in 60 minutes of the story on Jeffrey Epstein, we'll get to Iran and then more on Jeffrey Epstein. 60 minutes is a big thing. Everything is breaking. The chaos, the disruption, the understanding. Why is there disruption? Why is there chaos? Well, of course, because people are waking up. They don't like what's going on. There's a discontent with what we see. This is what we've been talking about. People want solutions. Solutions are happening right in front of you. This is moving, and this can go in two different directions. Order out of chaos, the Luciferian agenda, or liberty also comes out of revolution.
Sure can.
Or chaos.
Yes.
And that's what we want. That's what, you know, what is the ethic? What is the moral that we're holding on to? Anyway, let's move on to this Iranian. Okay, you say you have a certain opinion about this Iranian situation. All right, let's hear it.
All right. It was simple.
All right.
All I did was a little thoughtful, I thought, And you did not know I had a button on my watch.
On your Trump watch?
On my Trump watch.
Yeah.
It says push for emergencies.
Yeah, and you pushed it?
I pushed it.
Yeah.
You know what it said? In Trump's voice.
Let's hear it.
It said, take out the mullahs.
That's what it said.
That was it.
Well, what does that mean?
Take them out.
Okay.
For putting that $80 million hit on me.
Yeah, they put an $80 million hit on Donald Trump.
It was simple. Take them out and, with the bunker busters.
Over the weekend, also, Donald Trump put out a tweet. And right now, there is a blood red flag over one of their sacred mosques, mm-hmm. and which usually signifies caliphate, right?
A hit.
Is that the word, caliphate? I can't remember.
No, caliphate is when they take over all the lands.
You're right. So what is it when they...
A fatwa.
Yeah.
Whatever they call it.
Oh, my gosh. I apologize, lady. I think you know what I'm talking about. But basically, a hit that they're saying. Donald Trump over the weekend tweeted, says, if you retaliate, this is almost his exact words, if there's any retaliation, we have 52 installations of yours targeted and ready, one for every person who was kidnapped in the 70s with the hostages, one for every hostage that you took in the 70s, and we will annihilate you quick, fast, and in a hurry on those 52 mm-hmm. targets.
Absolutely.
If you do anything. Wow.
Big time.
Wow. That's pretty John Wayne.
It is. Love it.
You love it. Do we need John Wayne right now in the middle of possible World War III?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not worried about Iran, not one lick. Their missiles are short missiles. They don't go very far, and they're not very accurate.
All right. Go ahead. Let me give you your perspective, back and forth, the pros, cons, where you're at on this, and I'll kind of give you... You know, I've talked to Daniel, I talked to William, I'll give you what they told me, and then we'll just kind of discuss this. And again, if anybody wants to get in and anybody has an opinion, 844-769-2944. Go ahead.
Well, just like I said, the missiles aren't very sophisticated. They're not long range, and they're not very accurate. So that takes a big...
You don't think they're suitcases? They don't have suitcases?
Yeah, they got suitcases and stuff like that. But it's going to be like the, that movie where, let's see, the gangster movie that, three parts.
Godfather?
The Godfather, where if any of my family just falls off a truck and,
Marlon Brando?
Marlon Brando.
That's in the first one.
Yeah.
Which says, if my son falls off a sidewalk and hits his head on the curb, I will hold you responsible.
Exactly. I'm taking you all out. And that's what Trump should do.
All right. In the environment. You know, to give a little more background, you know, maybe we talked about this a little bit in the last week, but if you're joining this today, several Americans, many people say, I mean, there is some debate about how many, but certainly it appears from what we're told, again, we have to take this with a grain of salt, because the information about this, it comes in pieces, it comes in waves, and it changes with the political, what just occurs. Many Americans have been killed abroad in Iran.
I think there's
truth to that.
They're shut
up. You know, whether they're in the oil fields or whether they're in the embassy.
Contractors, you name it.
It appears InfoWars is certainly reporting this, that the deep state, John Kerry, have basically went to Iran and said, don't worry about Trump. You just do what we tell you, embarrass him, make him look bad. And
he's ineffective, and he'll be out.
We'll get rid of him.
Yeah, he'll be out within a year.
Right. So that's kind of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any truth to all? Do you feel that that's true?
Yeah.
You feel that's true?
Yeah.
I certainly.
It seems that it's true. You know.
I certainly think that we know about the money, the pallet full of money.
Yeah.
That Obama sent over there to Iran.
Yeah, $250 billion or?
Yeah, that wasn't to start a camel racing track. You can guarantee that. They had some certain. They were buying some influence. Let's put it that way.
Exactly.
So you have that background. You have this Qassem Soleimani, who by all accounts. He worked with America to take out ISIS.
So in that aspect, he was good.
But this is very confusing.
He was taking out the contractors and American people.
All right, let's ask another point of it. Gerald Celente was on. So I didn't call Gerald. I should have called Gerald.
Yeah, Gerald would have been.
Gerald's good with his Occupy Peace thing. Yeah. I should have called Gerald over the weekend. But I did see a video he put out where he said that Iran was made to be this boogeyman during the last election, Trump, and he was kind of lamenting this, that Iran is the biggest source of terrorism in the world. And then he said, oh, yeah, that's right. Iran invaded Iraq with no evidence of weapons of mass destruction. He goes, oh, wait a minute. That was George Bush.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, kind of like making fun of America. Do we have any right to call anybody a terrorist? So this is a very complicated, bigger issue. You have the General Clark, the 7 countries in 5 years plan.
Yeah,
you have
before we even went to war.
You have Israel, who wanted Soleimani dead in 2015, supposedly. Do you know what stopped them?
America.
Supposedly Obama did.
Yeah.
Supposedly Obama stopped them from killing him in 2015. Why does Israel want him dead so much? I don't know, you know, what we're being told and what's true. I don't know. And that's, you know, I'd hate to get on this radio and sound like a moron about this, but again, there's, it's hard to trust any of this information. I asked William Binney, who is, I mean, you talk about a spy or you talk about a network or information expert. I mean, he is the expert of experts in the world.
Bingo.
And, I asked him point blank about this, and he says, well, Trump was told that they had evidence that Soleimani orchestrated the attack on the embassy. Whether they did or not, you know, he said, I don't know. You know, he's not in the middle of it anymore. He says, I don't know. He says he was told that.
Let's flip it around. He has the power to stop something like that.
To stop what?
Them attacking the embassy.
Well, if they knew that, they could have stopped.
Right.
Right.
That way, it seems like that might be feasible that he said, gave the okay.
No, because if they had information that he orchestrated the attack or was going to orchestrate the attack, okay, they're now telling us, oh, we have clear evidence that he's planning all these other attacks. If you have evidence that he is clearly planning more attacks in different on different bases or whatever, or different facilities. You obviously had the information that he was planning attack on the embassy. And then so either you didn't bother to tell Trump until after you let it happen, or you did tell Trump and Trump let it happen. So you just let this happen. You can't tell me, oh, we got all this clear cut info. We know everything he's going to do. We know everything he's going to plan, except what he's going to do last Friday.
That's right.
You know, or last week. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. And so
it's tough to ferret out what's real.
So when I asked Benny,
yeah,
you know, he said, well, and he did make the comment, you know, there's a lot of disinformation floating around.
Oh, yeah, God, yeah.
He says, but there seems to be, you know, he says, quote unquote, seems to be. He says, seems, appears. He's certainly on it better than I, knows it better than me, but he's having the same perplexed thing that I do, that you do, that we do here. He says, it seems. Now, whether that's accurate or not, that's hard to know. It seems to be there's evidence that Soleimani, let's just call him Soleimani. It's just easier.
Exactly.
Whatever he is, he's dead, supposedly, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Jeffrey Epstein, allegedly.
I put my money on Epstein being alive before Soleimani.
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 Yeah. So he said the same thing, you know, seems to be. I asked him about, are you concerned about the sleeper cells in America? Are you, Kev?
No.
No. Why?
Supposedly, I heard years ago, when first 6 months that Trump got in, he came in and behind the scenes cleared out a lot of them, or most of them.
Well, all it takes is one or two.
Yeah. Yeah. But that,
I mean, that. You, do you have any doubt there's suitcase nukes sitting on our soil? Ready to go off in some mall or some small city or some large city for that matter,
yes.
Or some do you have any doubt whatsoever?
No.
That is
real, I believe. I believe. I have
okay.
No proof. I believe it.
Mike Adams, and we'll get to this article. He has a pretty scathing position about this. Every, you know, there's a lot of people, credible people that I value their opinion, and they're on opposite sides on this issue and what we're looking at.
Oh, well.
Well, anyway.
Pachentik. I listened to Pachentik over the weekend. He like poo-pooed all those cells. He says, we know where they are, and we got them under control.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I asked William Benny point blank, are you concerned about, I asked him the same question I asked you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you concerned about these sleeper cells? No, not at all. Didn't even hesitate.
Okay.
I said, why? He says exactly what you said. Well, we know where they all are.
Yeah. Well, knowing where they are and taking, you know.
Stopping them.
And stopping is two different things.
Yeah, but supposedly they know what Soleimani is going to do, but they didn't stop that embassy. See, that's why this is very suspicious to me.
Yeah.
That point.
They might have let it go just to fire him up to take this guy out.
Okay, well, then on whose direction? Because Israel wanted him dead in 2015. So on Israel? So Israel said, we got to get rid of this guy?
Supposedly he's been killing a lot of Americans behind the scenes, a lot of contractors, a lot of civilians over there working. So supposedly it's up to like 200 Americans that guy has snuffed out.
Okay, another curious point of this whole thing. We're about to go on break.
Okay.
Very curious. There's some articles on from Information Liberation. Where's the article here? Well, we'll get to it on the other side.
Right.
But it says that now contractors within the Pentagon are now backtracking with Trump, saying, oh, no, there wasn't hard evidence. No, Trump kind of did this on his own. Not saying, no, we go to Trump and we told him we need to do this, which is, I think that is accurate. I get the feeling from my, you know, if I had to bet good money, I would say, they goaded him or they gave him the impression or evidence that would make
they
him.
They could have been lying to him. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So now they're backing off. Oh,
What
are you talking about? He did this all his own. He's crazy.
Yeah.
You put those two things together. One, supposedly they know everything this guy's doing. Why didn't they know he's going to attack? So they obviously let this happen.
If
it's true that they hadn't know everything that's happening in the future. Anyway, there's the music. Stay tuned. More on The Power Hour. Brian Forster on the other side. Really interesting.
Yeah, I'm
Ricky Gervais.
To
Ricky Gervais. Political correctness. It might be dead.
I love
in Hollywood.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End is Near, is available to Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back over at the Power Mall. North American Urban Spice, Cass Ingram. We are going to pull him off the mountain there in the Mediterranean, picking weeds off the rocks.
That's right.
Like he does, or the oregano off the
oregano,
rocks.
That's where he's at.
And he's going to be here, the oregano P73, the oil, the gel caps. When my wife had her, the brown recluse bite, she used, we used, lamb cream, oregano, and clay, mostly clay. But oregano, because she was feeling weird. And, you know, if you went to the hospital with a, brown recluse bite, they would give you an antibiotic.
Intravenously.
So my wife, she put some directly on the bite and then she was pounding it under her tongue, the oregano. I mean, the unbelievable. Anyway, the oregano is just one of those things you just have to have. And there's probably four or five things I would say in the Power Mall that you just have to have. It's just one of those things that changes your life. You just have to have them.
For emergencies. Anything.
I mean, there's a lot of essential things, but like five, like have to. You have to have this.
I agree.
And oregano is one of them. And so we got the gel caps or the oil. I like the oil because we got my children, you know, especially my, my infant. You know, she can't swallow a capsule, so I could just put it on the bottom of her feet. I can put it up on her collarbone, and it works. You have the Purely C, the Black C, the Bone Active, Orega Resp. If you have lung situation, a bronchitis, colds during whatever, that Orega Resp, it will knock it out. It is pretty stout stuff. Orega Max, Bone Active Topical Rub, Orega Dent for your teeth.
I love that stuff. My teeth have felt so much better since I've been using that.
The Collagen Power Plus and the Chaga Max, all for North American Urban Spice. Of course, the Detox Clay. Perrier was on last decade. Remember, she was the last show of the decade.
Yeah.
That was funny.
She's a little firecracker.
It's always fun having her on. So we have the Detox Clock, Detox Clay Power. Oh, my gosh. I got Iran on the – really, I got Ricky Gervais on the brain.
Yeah, he's funny.
I was laughing. Man, that was funny.
God, that was funny.
Galacom 4 is the book, the name of this book. Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. An excerpt from this. It's interesting. This is an interesting book. It's a good book. It's a good-sized book. I've not read all of it, but what I've read, I'm interested. I am excited that somebody wanted to advertise a book here on the Power Hour and have us introduce it. So we're promoting this guy big.
Yeah.
We're promoting this book. Yeah, support this book.
An old Twilight thing when they're...
This is entertaining, yes. If you like that sort of subject, I think you're going to love this book. Even if you don't, I think you're going to like this book. Here's an excerpt from the book. Life is so scarce and unique that it is the only valuable resource in the galaxy and the universe. Everything else is so much more icing on the cake. And when we say resource, we do not imply a harvestable resource, but rather the galaxy's resource for attaining the goals of a divine plan, whatever that may be. That's profound.
It sure is.
I thought that was very profound.
Looking forward to
that. That our life, our existence, our life itself is part of this divine plan.
Absolutely.
Right here, right now. We're part of this.
I concur with them.
Choice, liberty. Anyway, you can get, the link is on the Power Mall. You can get a discount, or thepowerhour.com is the link. You can get a discount through this month.
Check it out.
You can also call the Power Hour, get instructions, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Check out this book. You know, support him. He wants to support the Power Hour, so we want to support him.
Yeah, we want to support him. So,
and we're going to have him on an interview. I think it's next week. I think next week is the interview we're having him on. Also, buy one Topperson 2 ounce tube, get another one 50% off if you like Topperson.
That stuff works really well.
Real good. Also, your first order. If you've never ordered from us, why not? That's my question. Why not?
Yeah.
We got great products and you get the discount at your first order, first 10 at checkout or when you call Jay over at the Power Mall. Strauss Hard Drops now come in cinnamon. We're now carrying the cinnamon. The Super Silver Accessory Kit and the Silver Shield Sanitizer. I love the sanitizer. You know that poop? I mean, this is getting a little gross, but it's awesome. My wife complains to me, ooh, what'd you do in the bathroom? What do you think I did in the bathroom?
He punished.
Yeah, I punished the bathroom. Anyway, at one point we got that poopery. She said, here, spray this, but it's full of chemicals. I can't even stand it.
That works pretty good, but it's really flowery and got chemicals.
And the phthalates and stuff.
I can't even breathe it.
I can't stand it. This Silver Shield, I spray that. It's fantastic. I can breathe, and it does a trick.
There you go.
There's a little
inside info.
More information maybe than you wanted to know. But nevertheless, useful.
Yeah.
You want solutions? I'm giving you solutions. My wife and I get along so much better now.
So much better. She used to tear around the house upset. And I knew exactly why she was upset.
Brian Forster, he is going to be here in about a half hour. He goes all over the world. His website, hiddeninkatours.com. But he goes all over the world, Peru, Mexico, Egypt. You know, these ancient sites, and so we're going to talk about several of them.
I'm looking forward to that. I really love that kind of stuff.
We got 20 minutes. Let's bomb through this news. Right. Todd, you know, our producer, we love Todd, from Global Star here.
Yes.
As soon as I got off the air for the break, I didn't have time to go get water, get nothing. He says, I think Israel did it. I'm blaming Israel. Israel wants him dead, so he's
dead. Uh-oh, now Israel's going to come after Todd. Wake up, Todd. He just threw you under the bus.
Now, just to be clear, I didn't say that. Todd said that.
He just threw you under the bus, Todd. The Mossad is coming. Hallelujah.
We told you to put a pistol in your studio.
We told you about that PMR-30. You're going to need it.
Oh, Todd saying in my ear, bring him on. Did that go over the air or is that just to me?
That went over the air.
Oh, it did. Whoa, okay. Very good. Awesome. Let me bomb through this news. Why is that so funny to me?
I don't know.
You know, there's certain...
He's going to have some weird sleep. Like, he's going to hear a noise at tonight.
He's
going to start shooting.
You know, everybody says they want to say the truth. And we talk about the truth here. But there's certain things you don't say, and there's reasons you don't say certain things. I'll just leave it at that. And Israel's a touchy subject. Let's just say that.
Exactly.
It's just a touchy subject. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be, but it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, Trump doubles down on threat to destroy Iranian cultural sites, a.k.a. he's going to do war crimes activist posts. President Donald Trump doubled down on his threat to destroy the sites, quote, important to Iran and Iranian culture if Iran retaliates over the assassination of General Soleimani. They're allowed to kill our people. They're allowed to torture and maim our people. They're allowed to use roadside bombs and blow up our people. And we're not allowed to touch their cultural site, question mark. It doesn't work that way, Trump. Now, on a certain American John Wayne kind of level, this bluster, his tweet, I just love. I love it. You're going to bomb us? There's, you kidnap 52 hostages? We have 52 sites ready to bomb. You do anything. You move a muscle. Mm-hmm. We're going to obliterate these 52 sites. Okay, but on the other side, is this Israel speaking? The Iran certainly knows this. Daniel Esselin said Russia understands what's going on. This is just the deep state needs a
thermonuclear war.
War to write off all these debts. That's one of the ways. You know, are we going to go into some kind of renaissance and change our currency and change our mode of money and mm-hmm. Are we going to do that? Or are we going to have a nuclear war and write off everything? That's basically what Daniel Esselin is saying.
If we have a nuclear war with Iran, it ain't going to last long.
You don't know that because who else is going to get involved?
Nobody. Nobody's going to
get
involved.
You don't think China. You think it's coincidence China, Iran, and Russia just did joint military drills? Just did joint military drills?
We could take out China with one submarine.
Well, we should do it now before they're really powerful.
I'm not against it.
I mean, I don't want to go around bombing people, but we need to make some certain things clear.
Well, here's one thing. You put a $80 million bounty on our president's head. In my view, you don't exist the next day. You don't exist.
Well, okay, I'm with you on that. With you on that.
I know they're down 600 feet in the bunker, way down there. But we got bunker busters that can go down and get them. And I'm for doing it today. I would give him, look, you retract that $80 million thing, and we'll forget about it.
Yeah, this will go back to the discussion level.
If it doesn't, we are coming.
My American manhood, I don't know what. See, it's
John Wayne.
My John Wayne.
Your favorite actor.
I love John. Well, favorite movie actor is John Wayne. I love John Wayne movies.
This is sort of like John Wayne. We're getting all pumped up here.
Well, to me, I 100,000% agree. You're going to put an $80 million hit on the president of the United States?
Our president?
That'll be the last thing you ever threaten.
Ever do.
That's an act of war.
Yeah.
That's an act of war.
Yep.
Okay, so, but part of me on the other side, okay, let's back up. What really just happened, you know, just like Trump says things just for effect, they're saying things just for effect. Everybody in the world knows that this isn't, you know, all the major leaders know that this is, I got to think.
It's not hyperbole with those people over there, though. They'll kill you just for
no reason.
For you're the wrong reason.
For kicks and giggles.
Yeah, if you're the wrong religion, they'll kill you.
All right, this is an important discussion. We're taking a lot of the news
time. They're going to kill it for Allah.
Because so just some what you're saying is they're going to spark some random, real, organic assassination attempt.
Yes. Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, this has went from Iran has been, and you said that. See, you say this again. In the same breath, you just told me Iran doesn't worry you at all.
It doesn't.
Okay, then why does it worry you that they put an $80 million hit on Trump?
Somebody might kill him.
Well, then it worries you.
I mean, I'm talking about worrying about blowing up our country or anything. That doesn't worry me one bit. Maybe.
Well, why can't some radical? Why can't some just normal, you know, organic, real organic terrorists do that then?
Well, if they do it, hopefully they do it to California.
God, that's. I'm sorry, people who live in California. That's terrible.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, nobody likes California. Certainly, nobody likes their policies. It's one of the most beautiful states, and there's some of the most incredible people I know live in California.
And they got 1,200 new regulations coming in, globalist regulations coming in this new year. It's going to make a hellhole out of California.
I am perplexed. This whole thing. I have so many emotions, and I know the media uses these emotions to get me. This John Wayne, you put an $80 million hit on me. You took 52 hostages. I mean, I'm like totally sucked in. I'm totally sucked into that.
Yeah.
But on the other side, I know the reality
there
of...
There is no other side.
No. I disagree.
There is no other side.
I disagree.
No.
Okay. All right.
There is no other side.
All right. Stop.
Go.
I'm going to ask you a very important question.
Go.
They claim, meaning Pentagon, the intelligence community claims that they know that Soleimani was planning and had or was orchestrating different attacks all around, right?
Correct.
Okay, they know that, right?
Correct.
Then why in the hell didn't they know that he was about to attack the embassy?
Yeah, I agree. Maybe,
okay, so then what is then this flat. Isn't then this isn't a John Wayne situation. This is a very Machiavellian 4-degree chessboard situation. Yeah. Not could be. 100% is.
All right, 100% is.
Right?
You
if
still
that's true.
Don't put $80 million out on your president.
I agree.
There is no justification for that except bombing, except taking the people out.
The safe face.
No, taking the people out. Do not pass.
Who wants that done? Let me ask you, who wants that done? More than anybody in the world. But then besides you raising your hand. Who wants that
done? The silent majority.
I don't think that's true.
Obviously, the young people in Iran want it. They hate the mullahs.
Okay, maybe. Who wants that more than anybody?
I know I do.
No, who wants it more than anybody?
The kids.
Who wants it more than anybody?
Israel.
Bingo. Israel wants it more than
anything. So that doesn't matter.
Okay, I agree with that. I agree. But doesn't that make you suspicious?
No.
That doesn't make you suspicious?
We cannot put an $80 million hit out on our president.
Okay, I agree.
And get away with it.
I agree.
That's it.
Okay, what are we to do then?
Give him an opportunity.
Bomb them all?
No, give him an opportunity to take it back. You take it back, or we are going to act and strike and
hit hard. In a quick and forceful way.
Yes.
Okay. See, I'm perplexed. I don't know where to go with this because there's so many things. There's so many elements to this.
There's only one element. They put an $80 million
You know why I'm hesitant?
Go.
Because obviously Iran is not acting in a vacuum. Obviously the deep state, Obama sent pallets full of money, planes full of money. Mm-hmm. Obviously they're a proxy for the deep state. Obviously they, you know, I think there is truth that Kerry went over there basically said, you just embarrass
and
him.
Obama.
Just do it. And
yeah.
Obama.
Yeah.
I get that impression. Right. I think that's true. So really this Iranian situation is not about Iran. It's about the deep state.
Right. It's about deep state removing Trump.
So then why don't you arrest these people and stop this here?
They're not going to arrest
them. Okay. Then that's way better than bombing Iran. Why don't you line up all these people who filed this false FISA report, line them up, and put them in jail for breaking the Fourth Amendment, breaking the
Logan Act,
the Logan Act, breaking the Bill of Rights, totally subverting and basically
I'm
an open coup. Okay, to me, that is way more important than retaliating to this threat from Iran.
No.
No, because they're not the threat. Iran is not the threat. They are not acting in a vacuum.
I get it, but that happening is slim to none.
What's slim to none? You think it's hard? You think it's easier to bomb Iran back to the Stone Age than it is to arrest the frickin' 30 people in Washington?
Yes.
Okay. What? Then we're doomed.
Yeah.
Then what? I don't even know. Heck, let's move to the mountains of Peru.
We're already in the mountains.
This Brian Forster, he's on. I'm going to ask him if he's got any locations. I mean, because we're doomed. From what you're saying, if we cannot straighten
I get your argument. I agree with it, but I would not let somebody put an $80 million hit on my president and let him get away with it and let the.
Okay, then why have they attacked yet?
They just came out. They're probably, you know, you just can't go.
They came out publicly, embarrassed Trump like that. Obviously, it's rhetoric. Obviously, they're trying to save face. I would say. Is there legitimacy to it? Well, there's a red flag on top of one of their sacred mosques.
Yes, absolutely. There's chanting in the street. Death to Trump.
Well, whatever. You know, okay. That goes on.
That goes on
all the time. There's just a camera there to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be CIA with a rag around.
And I give them, you know, a couple days. You got to take it back. And
so why doesn't Trump come out publicly? Why doesn't Trump come out publicly? I don't want this to escalate into something crazy. We did this. This is why we did this.
Yeah, I would agree.
You take this back right now, and we can go back to the discussion level. I'm going to consider this an act of war. Why wouldn't he do that?
Maybe he will.
Think we honestly want war with Iran? See, that's what you're saying right now. Want war?
It wouldn't last long.
Oh God!
It wouldn't last long.
Look, they say they know where all the. They say they know where all these. Here, you want to come in here? Trisha just came in. Hold on. Come on the radio. No, get in the microphone. Get in front of the microphone. Here's Tristan's going to come in. Let's hear it, Tristan.
All right.
Wait, say good morning to the audience.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry. Hi. I would say it's the deep state is the one who will be funding the $80 million if they kill Trump.
Yeah,
so it
good.
Is the
that's
deep
good.
State.
That's a good point.
I agree it's the deep state.
That's all you wanted to say?
Yeah.
Very good.
Are you going to go back up now?
Very good.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say about this, Tristan? We've made the news this whole time. We haven't even got to the news. Okay, say nobody can hear you, Tristan. You got to come to the microphone. All right. She doesn't want to.
I agree to all of the above.
But
the bottom line
see,
is
that's how perplexing this
he
is.
Put a,
I agree to pretty
no
much
perplex.
Everything you said.
No perplex. Bottom line is everything else pales to compare to putting a hit on our president. Everything else pales to it. And that's it.
You're under the impression that some war with Iran is like invading Grenada or something. And
if
it's not.
We unleash the dogs, it is. With our weapons in space, our space weapons and
hold
and
on,
submarines,
Todd's trying to tell me something. What'd you say, Todd? Murr in Wisconsin.
Hey,
I want to get a different perspective here. Murr in Wisconsin, you're live on the air, sir. Glad to have you. What's on your mind, Murr?
Well, I'm not a sir, but thank you for taking my
call. Oh, ma'am. I apologize.
You got a sweet voice. You sound beautiful.
Hi, Mer.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I recognize the phone number. I get to use that sometimes.
Good.
And Todd. I recognize Todd. Yeah. Hey, what does Iran not have that everyone else has? A Rothschild central bank.
Oh, yes. Bingo.
That's true.
See, but I think Trump is working around these things. You know, his number one job, and he had it on his Twitter, October 8, 2012, was going after these perverts with the children.
Yeah,
that's and he
worldwide.
Did.
Worldwide. The deep state is worldwide. They've been interacting, and we don't know where those billions in cash on the pallet went. Obama's going to send them remotely to himself. Or some of it. Right?
Yeah.
You're 100% true.
That is correct.
Yeah. What?
Do you really think the Israelis respected him? No matter what bloodline he has the wrong skin color. We know this is true, okay? These are the supremacists. I want to tell you one thing, too. I saw a clip of a rabbi, and he was saying the first two laws that Hitler enacted. Did you know what they were?
No, go ahead. I mean, maybe I did, but go if you were fresh.
Number one was no pornography. Number two was no interest, no usury. And Germany had booming economy and no interest for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's okay, right.
So
yes, I remember hearing that, yes.
Victors posing as victims. And many of these are generational Satanists. I was listening to Liz Crokin last night, and a real wake-up call would be to reveal somebody like Tom Hanks. Okay?
Oh, my gosh. Now, I want to...
Sweetheart.
I don't want to cut you off because you're on a roll.
It's a big cold water in the face.
I don't want to cut you off. Please stay right there because, you know, you're on a roll here. But, you know, will you listen to the beginning of the show when I played that clip from Ricky Gervais's monologue?
I did, and I listened to it last night. She had it actually on her Instagram this week.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is huge because they panned at one point to Tom Hanks, and when he's talking about pedophilia and all those, you should have seen the look. He was, I swear to you, he was breathing heavy.
Yeah.
He had this crazy look on his face.
I'm telling you. Countenance dropped.
Anyway, go ahead, Mer.
She was sold to him.
Oh,
you know,
she had the allegedly.
We can't say that. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Okay. Well, yeah. She says she was sold to him, so I'll take her word for it.
Yes, we can report that.
Yeah,
yes,
can.
We can report
right.
that. Yes.
Okay. So I'm saying this is rampant worldwide, and this is how they keep their dark power. But it takes a while to get them off the juice, off the adrenochrome, because they don't have that power. Okay?
Yeah.
And the more, you know, like Trump stood up and he said, fake news, right? Because they had the little red light on the camera, weren't even reporting what was going on, and that's still going on. Like they say, he's playing golf and he's in Afghanistan, okay?
mean, visiting the troops.
Yeah. So I look for him, and he is, and it's starting to happen. I mean, listen to Wayne Jett and different ones. They're unwinding this central bank system. So some sort of play has to be made here. And if you look at Soleimani, that name is actually a derivative of Solomon. Now, we know these folks play both sides of the street. Okay, you've got to create an enemy to have one. Because we have so little, really, violent crime. They dream it up. Even here in this country, we have all these intel agencies, 17 of them, and face it, they're all related to Mossad. They retire, and then they got to get a grant. They got to find some way to make a living. So they make up these groups that go around and create both a crisis and a solution.
That's right.
This is happening all over the place. Now, there's different objectives. In the Jewish Orthodox community, they want to kick everybody out because they're expanding. They have enormous families.
Mert, let me pause you.
2% is a lot more. There's a lot more than that in our population.
All right. All right, Mert, let me pause you. You on? I would love to have you on, and you can call anytime. We're running out of time. We got about 40 seconds. I have to ask you this question before we go. Great call, by the way. Thank you so much. Please call again. The question I have to ask, what would you do with Iran right now, with the threat on the president, with the settlement, with the whole mess of it? What would you do? 30 seconds. Let's hear it.
Oh, nice. I don't think I'd know what to do because I don't think we know the truth.
See, that's the way I feel. That's exactly the way I feel.
But the truth is, they did put a hit on him.
Yeah,
that's the truth.
You can't have our president being threatened like that. I mean, I agree to that to some extent. Or is it all just a show? I mean, I don't know. You still there, Mer? I guess she's cut off. I don't know. Great call. Mer, please call again.
Yeah,
I look.
That was fun.
You know, let's get into more about that. Fantastic. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Forster on the other side. We didn't do any of this news.
Not a lick.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.